at the 2012 Agronomics Conference and visiting with George Baird. First of all, George, tell me what you do and where you're from.
George Baird. I have a company called Baird & Brunson Land Management Group. We're based in the Mid-South in Collierville, Tennessee. Specifically, I work Boot Hill, Missouri, Arkansas, and my business partner, Steve, works in Mississippi and Louisiana. We do farm management, acquisitions, and sales for real estate investors and individual landowners.
Well, I see you are an accredited farm manager. What does that mean to you to have that accreditation?
To me and in my business, it really helps separate yourself from just the everyday guy that's, you know, local, that calls himself a farm manager. It doesn't, just to me, it gives you the network and professionalism background. And it's coming in this almost 21 years ago, straight out of college, that being such a young age and starting out, that also helped separate me from the other people in the market and just brought a different level of professionalism to the industry, I thought. And it's meant everything to me.
Well, I know that a lot of what ASFMRA is about is continuing education, too, even after you've achieved accreditation. How about this conference this year? What do you think?
Oh, it's been great. I always use this conference. You know, there's a number of people here that I've collaborated with annually. Not just, we meet here, but then in time, I get to know different people. We have opportunities to work together, and a number of the people here are not, don't have offices in our region of the country. And so being independent, being accredited, and being in the organization some 20 years, it gives us opportunity to do land sales, to do third-party contract management for people that they've bought land for. And somebody said, oh, I can't, it's cost too much to go. I said, I can't afford not to go. It's paid my dues a thousandfold over. So I'm always here. And yesterday, people were ribbing me that they didn't see me in some of the meetings. I said, because I was meeting with some of my partners, that we only get a chance sometimes to sit down at these meetings. And it's all of that just really helps tie. There's not that many farm managers in the country, and they're spread all over. And this gives us the opportunity to come together and talk and discuss and have a good time and get back to work.
Yeah. I mean, it's about education and those opportunities here, but, boy, networking is a big part of it, too. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about here is something that is a communications tool, I guess, for ASFMRA, and that's AgProLink. What is that, first of all?
AgProLink is, I guess, the one way to explain it would be similar to some of the other social networking sites, but this is more of a professional site that we can use as farm managers to make that connection around the country to work on problems, to discuss issues, whether it's an open forum or you can set up your own private, you know, talks. I've seen appraisers use it to share land sales, you know, or somebody will say, I'm just got assigned to a grain bin system in Mississippi, you know, and then they put it out there. Then they can lock that community down so they not everybody sees. But then a number of the issues that come up, maybe it's government payments, it's crop insurance. You know, everybody's speculating on a number of things right now. And they can go in there and kind of carry on discussions within that, within those virtual communities. And it's just another way to keep everybody tied together throughout the year. And no matter what comes up, I've had opportunities to, you know, one big thing that I pushed a few years ago was, because I like the technology and the iPads and the iPhones, smartphones. And so I saw stuff, I'd start putting it out there. You know, here's three good apps, and then here's somebody else's. Well, here's four good apps. What do you like better, the iPad or the smartphone or the Droid? And then you can compare, share information, and it's just a way to stay connected and then learn stuff. You know, as, you know, maybe an example be cash flex leases that you see more so in the Midwest. We don't really do them in the Mid-South. But as commodity prices change inputs, I've started trying to implement some of those. You stick it out there, hey, how does anybody construct this deal? And assuming not everybody's so busy, within the day you're getting four, five, six emails, sending them back to you, and it's okay. And then if you really need to get down to it, then you can just pick up the phone and call. But I had opportunity last year to do some stuff in Florida, and It was more of a consulting basis, and I knew my part, but this also had food safety, some consulting around food safety and some vegetable operations, and I knew more about the row crop, so I got on there. And you can also search out people by their expertise, so I got on there. I thought I knew who a few people were that kind of are the go-to guys, and I looked it up by industry and made a few phone calls, and then next thing I know, we're sharing some documents for RFP within the virtual community that we set up for ourselves. We didn't have to open it up because this was private information. And then we started working together to get a project done. So it's always helpful to, you know, one, we can't do everything. You know, farm managers and consultants, a lot of us are really good at some things, and we like to think we're good at everything. But the truth is, you got to lean on other business partners, and this is a perfect way to do it through the AgPro Link.
Well, it sounds like it's working very well. That's kind of what these new communication tools allow you to do today, and looks like ASFMRA is really taking advantage of them. Anything else about that particular system? I guess it's something that you can utilize again, regardless of what kind of device you might be using to access it?
Yeah, you know, people spend a lot of time publishing membership directories and everything in hard paper and mailing them out, but I can't tell you the last time I looked at mine, because there's also other things. You pull up a directory of everybody. You can get open link on news, weather, breaking topics. There's several people within the academic community that are members. They can post papers right on there, you know, that they're going to release somewhere or they have released. So it's just a kind of a go-to spot that you can get almost anything we need to keep ourselves updated on, because the world's changing so fast. And I can access it from a smartphone, from an iPad, from anything. And if I need to call somebody or find somebody, you know, I search, sent, call, done. You know, when I'm on the road or just post some stuff, take pictures, post them if you need to. But it's especially being a smaller shop, really keeps us connected to the larger picture, the larger group of farm managers and consultants. And one thing that's really helped me is, so because we have one arm that does, we don't, but the American Society has the rural appraisers, we don't do appraisals. So at times I get, you know, people ask questions, and that's where I can really utilize it too, because it helps me go outside of my expertise and find the information out who does, especially with estate issues that people are going through now. You know, appraisers people are calling us. We don't do appraisals, so we're having to defer to other people to do them almost daily. So it just keeps everybody connected and makes it a small world in such a fast time and fast-paced business that we're in.
All right. Well, I am going to take a look at that, make sure we create a little bit of more awareness about it, and even within the membership of this tool, that they may or may not have been taking advantage of. So thank you very much, George Baird. We've been visiting here at the Agronomics Conference, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman.